This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle Clerk, and I've got my sidekick,
John P. Whittle.
Just waiting for you to introduce yourself.
Sorry, I was wondering if you would say my name or not, so I was wondering if I should jump in or...
Say my name. You can say your own name.
John P. Whittle.
So people, tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about everything about overcoming shyness and facing your fears. Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, last week I was a little bit disappointed to hear Tanya's story about being in the club and texting some... or being on some app and messaging someone that was in the club and neither of them speaking to each other, although they had made eye contact. Like, what is with that?
Like, come on.
Oh, jeez.
People, like a lot of people do lack having courage just walking up to
someone. Yeah, and confidence.
And just saying what they think. And
definitely.
This is going to be a great show for those of you out there. And I know there's been a few people message us in about this.
Yeah.
About just building up the guts to go up and talk to someone.
I think Tanya knew what we were talking about tonight. She's chickened out on being here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, yes, because she's not in the studio this week. But we will be getting a phone call in. We have been promised.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear from her later on.
Yep.
Anyway, Johnny, how was your weekend away?
Well, for those of you
still in a relationship or what's going on?
I am still in a relationship. And for those of you listening who didn't hear last week's show, I actually went on a little adventure out to Daylesford, which is a little country town about 90 minutes out of the beautiful Melbourne, where Joy is based. So we took a little adventure out there. We had a little villa out on the lake. And it was kind of like a try before you buy when it comes to relationships and the likes. Because it's not like a date where, you know, you put your best foot forward. It's kind of, you know, the next step forward where you kind of relax a bit and you get to learn a little bit more about the person that you like.
Let's not try before you buy because you've already bought those goods.
Mm.
There's no returning them. But it was fun.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Well, we got to do a lot of things. So we headed down to the antique shop. So there's lots of antiques out in Daylesford. So we got to check them out. That was a couple of hours. We also absolutely gorged ourselves on food. We just ate ourselves crazy on all sorts of tapsy things and also had a bit of a special moment right in front of the fireplace.
Oh, nice. Well, that's one thing that happens when you get in a relationship. You let your body go and you just eat whatever. So you better watch out for that.
Well, you were poking my stomach out in the
well,
the green
room. I'm just letting you know that it's not good enough to let yourself go at this early stage.
So inappropriate.
Yes. Well, John, your weekend away was great.
Mm-hmm.
I had a birthday on the weekend. Thanks for remembering.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Mm. Happy birthday, MDK.
Thank you. Thank you. 25.
Mm.
Look amazing.
25?
Yeah.
Jeez, I thought you were like 19 or something.
Oh, God, now I know you're lying.
Yeah, like I really didn't know you were, what, 30? One.
I'm 25.
Okay, right.
Thanks. But 31 I'll take as well. So let's get on to tonight's topic about overcoming shyness.
Mm-hmm.
Really wish Tanya was here because we've got some great hints and tips for her. But that's okay because we'll be meeting up with her tomorrow for the challenge for the week, which is her getting out there and trying to find a date or just going up and speaking to someone. But we will be her wing people.
Well, I was going to say man up, but that's not really a gender neutral way of saying it.
No.
Woman up. Woman up. I don't know how you would say it.
I don't know. We'll just get out there and try.
Now, of course, if you'd like to participate in tonight's discussion, you can contact us by SMS 0427JOY949. You can also send us an email onair@joy.org.au. And finally, you could send us a message on Facebook, which can be accessed by going to the spanking brand new Joy website, joy.org.au/singlelife, and just scroll down right next to the photo of MDK and I and hit like us on Facebook.
Love it. John, did you know that there's a place called the Shyness Research Institute?
No.
Yeah, well, there is.
I think we need to pack Tanya up and send her there immediately.
I know. Well, according to the Shyness Research Institute, which is in America, it says that 40% of people consider themselves shy.
40%?
40%.
How is that?
Well, I consider myself shy at some points. Not all the time, though.
It really depends, I suppose.
It depends on the situation you're in, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. What would make you shy, I suppose, is the question.
Being in an unfamiliar situation. Mm-hmm. So when you're not in your own comfortable surroundings, yep. Or when you don't know other people, you sort of go back into your shell. Because you're not yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Throw me in a room of people I don't know. I'm just like, get me out of here. So I can be a bit like Tanya, but I just wouldn't be standing there texting on an app and then seeing the person and not speaking, though.
Yeah, you've got to make yourself open to the situation, I suppose.
Mm.
You can't just say you're shy and then kind of close yourself off, because really that's going to get you nowhere.
Yeah. So apparently there are three components of shyness, according to Dr. Bernard Carducci of the Shyness Research Institute.
I love how you say that.
Well, he says that the components are excessive self-consciousness, so you're overly aware of yourself, particularly in social situations.
Okay.
Excessive negative self-evaluation, so you tend to see yourself negatively. And excessive negative self-preoccupation, you tend to pay too much attention to all the things you were doing wrong when you were around other people.
Okay. And it kind of, yeah, it does too.
Can you relate to any of those?
The last one, because if you're focusing on what's wrong with you and it's all in your mind,
yep.
Then you forget about everything else that's happening around you.
Yeah, or the bits about you that are freaking amazing when you're focusing on the negatives.
And there's definitely a lot of amazing things about everybody in this world.
Oh, John.
That's my little hug out to everyone.
Seriously. Just a little vomit in my mouth.
Oh, come on. Come on.
So why do we experience shyness? Well, I know that I experience shyness when I feel I've got a bit of weak self-image.
Yep.
So I don't always hate myself about certain things, but there are some times where I'm just like, oh, I'm not having a great day, and there's a certain part of me that I'm just like, oh. I don't know, just don't like myself.
Yeah, I sometimes, I know if I feel vulnerable, then I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely feeling a bit more shy, or, you know, more able to be shy.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. It definitely. Doesn't really, does it? Does it? I don't know. Yeah, I feel if I'm vulnerable, then I definitely feel, you know, more shy and not really willing to kind of put myself out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Tanya's got weak self-image.
Maybe she needs to, give the smartphone a bit of a rest.
Yeah, kill the smartphone.
I think so.
Just kill it is what I say.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is preoccupation with self. So,
and that little blank pause that was
because I was thinking that you're always preoccupied with yourself. But anyway,
I am.
Don't even worry about me and my feelings. So it says when we're around other people, we become extremely sensitive to what we're doing, as if we've been put on center stage, which creates a bit of anxiety and makes us question our every move.
Now, Michelle, just before you go on there, I just want to mention that we've just had a caller contact us and suggest, rather than me use the word man up or woman up, we should be ambivalent to gender, and we should actually say that we person up. Person up. And that was thanks to Andre. So thank you very much for that, Andre.
Andre, for me, person up means I don't know. It sounds like you're like holding someone up.
Mm-hmm.
Just grabbing them and pushing them up.
Pegging them up on the clothesline, I suppose. I don't know.
I love it. Thanks, Andre.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think it's time that we take a break.
No worries. So tonight we've been talking about courage. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're discussing all things about overcoming shyness and...
courage.
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 And guess who's called in, Johnny?
Oh.
Our friend Tanya.
Hello,
oh.
Tanya.
Hi there. How are you going, guys?
Where have you been? Where are you? What's going on? You're meant to be here.
We are live at my date.
Oh.
Oh, hello. Were you on a date that ran over? What's going on?
I didn't exactly run over. It was more like a run under, but...
Oh, you were run over, so you didn't want to come in. Oh, this is so awkward.
I love it.
Oh, Tanya.
Did you play that Jason Derulo song in my honour?
Yeah. Well, we have got a few songs tonight in your honour.
Mm. Yeah, I actually tuned in before and I thought, wow, the music's really good. And then I realised I was on the wrong station. Good one, John.
Oh, excuse me.
That is so rude.
Can we dump Tanya right now? We've just... put the dump button.
No, I actually love Jason Derulo, so I like that one.
Jason Derulo.
But
all right, talk to us. What have you been doing tonight? You were meant to be here.
Well, you know, I had to ditch you guys for a more important matter.
Mm-hmm.
A date.
It was a date.
Oh, woo! She got a date.
don't get too excited just yet. Okay. I haven't heard about it.
What happened?
Well, it was with an accountant.
Oh God.
Ka-ching. John, I'm sure you can... relate.
Yeah, end of financial year too. Very appropriate.
We didn't talk about that.
What did you talk about? Anything fun or you don't kiss and tell?
You know what? We should have talked about that because then it would have been more interesting.
Oh, no.
Numbers aren't exactly my thing.
Oh.
It was so boring, I almost had a nap, okay?
Tanya. Yeah.
It wasn't a disaster, right? Did you have to, like, run out partway through the date and say that you wanted to go to the bathroom and not want to come back? Or
you should have texted us.
I would be more dramatic than that. I'd do the whole ambulance deal or whatever, so...
Do you know what? Even while the show's going, I would still do a safety phone call or text to get you out of trouble.
We would come down.
You do it live on the air?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God.
John's replaceable. I would have sent him. But me, on the other hand,
oh,
I would just stay here.
Oh, you've got to stop saying that.
I'm sorry. I know I'm hurting your feelings.
It would have been more entertaining if I brought John along. But, yeah.
Well, yeah. Tanya, it's appropriate that you've called in for the show because, as you would have heard, it's talking about overcoming shyness and getting some courage.
Yes.
So this is so appropriate for you.
Well, you know what? I'm actually... Yeah, you're right. I don't have a hell of a lot of courage when it comes to dating, but when the other person has less than me, I might actually feel a bit better about myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have just thought it would have been a recipe for disaster if neither of you.
Oh, no, I rise up. I rise up. I'm like Leighton Hewitt. I get up when I'm down.
Oh, I love it.
So your
there's hope.
Is your courage inversely proportional to your date's courage?
Yeah, so just say the person's, I don't know, really popular and attractive, then I suddenly become a mute and freeze up and can't think of anything to say. But if they're the mute... I look like a superstar all of a sudden.
Oh, so the more you like someone, the less you're able to interact with them.
Yeah, I think so. I think the more I put them on this pedestal, then the more I can't think of anything to say or whatever. So
okay.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that would make you not want to interact with people that might be, you know, someone that you really like?
Oh, well, that's just the thing. Like, if I like them, I do want to interact with them. I just won't do it because I'm too...
Because you're
of a
freaking
wuss.
Out.
Yeah, well, my friends used to say that I was such a wuss, but people would come back on Monday to work from a night out and everyone would say, oh, what'd you do? And they'd say, oh, I hooked up. And then they'd say, what'd you do, Tan? And I'd be like... I had some pretty strong eye contact last night.
And the texting was out of control.
Went for a long time.
Oh, God. Well, we're going to try and help you by... You're going to be listening to the show tonight, clearly. And also, We're taking you out tomorrow night, man, Johnny.
God. Oh, God.
We're taking you out.
We're going to be your wing people. And we're going to help you out.
Well, if it's anything like tonight, I think John set up the one tonight. Fail.
Mm. Oh, John.
I know.
Oh, God.
But I'll have to come up with some better lines because she didn't actually say a hell of a lot tonight. I had to do the whole tell me about yourself.
Oh no. I hate that.
You know, I said, I don't know much about you. You know, I've been talking a lot. And she said, but I said, oh, you broke your toe. Tell me about that. And I said, how'd you break your toe? And she said, well, I was making a cake and the jam jar rolled off the counter. And I thought, if I move my foot, it'll smash on the ground. So I just kept my foot there.
Oh, okay, God. So let me summarise so far.
I'm bored. This is Thank God you killed that one off.
Let me summarise the date so far. This is the date how I see it. So
it's an episode of The Great Bake Off or whatever it sounds like.
You went on a date with an accountant whose most interesting thing about them was an injury that was caused by a jam jar at home.
Okay,
and you had to resort to the filler questions because it was bombing out.
There was a pause, and then I said, see, that's something. I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
And then I went for the fail-safe, which is, you know, I threw in the old, oh, did you know that tomatoes are a fruit?
What? Is that a fail-safe? I've never heard of this before.
So this would have gone well with you on a date.
Oh, God.
And then she did know that, so I went with a double fail-safe, which is, what about avocados, also a fruit? She also knew that, so I went with the triple fail-safe, which is, but what about pumpkin? Also knew that. So the fail-safe didn't spawn any conversation.
You know what? I want to take you out on a date, like a faux date, a fake date, and like I can be your dating coach and tell you where it's going wrong and right.
I wasn't sure where that was going for a minute.
Yeah, no.
It's a bit weird.
Calm down, Tanya.
Now, of course, guys, if you'd like to offer some advice to the lovely Tanya, who we have on the line this evening, you can send us an SMS, 0427JOY949. You can also email us onair@joy.org.au or send us a Facebook message via our brand spanking new Joy website, joy.org.au/singlelife.
And if you are shy, like good old Tan, we're gonna give you some tips.
Yes, well,
some
I guess
tips
tomorrow night
for overcoming.
Tomorrow night you can start the training, Michelle.
Oh, we are. Around. Don't you worry about that. We're getting you out there, girlfriend.
It better not be another lemon, John.
So, guys, confirm or deny, is this faux date? When is this going down and is this really happening?
No,
is...
well, tomorrow night we're going to take Tanya out and we're going to be her wing people.
Mm.
And we're going to give her tips and hints.
I can do that.
Well, we both can do that.
Yeah.
And then based on what we witness tomorrow, I'm going to take Tanya out on a faux date. So she's going to pretend that she doesn't know me.
Michelle's going to come pick me up at 8.
I don't have any wheels.
Of course, if she makes it to the right venue.
No, because Tanya's going to set up the date.
I like roses, Michelle.
Oh, okay. Please. No, this is becoming expensive. I don't like this date.
No, it's all right. It'll be good.
We'll work it out. We'll work out the finer details.
Tomorrow night, John better not be like running off and getting a whole bunch of people who just aren't my type because that will just...
I'm sorry. I'm going to be circling that room like a shark and I'm just going to be corralling every woman into your direction.
No, you can't put them into the funnel.
Why can't I?
Don't worry. I'll be there.
What?
I'm going to be there. John will bring them over and they have to come through me first, so I'm the gatekeeper.
Now, I don't know if you should describe the you know.
You're funneling them into Tanya.
Is John going to use words from this century, like unlike
coral?
What is that?
I have no idea. I don't know where this conversation's going.
Just throwing that in on my day, because she sounds like she would have known what coral meant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
And on that note, people, you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're chatting about shyness and how to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having a great little chat with Tanya, but before we get her back on, let's read some of the messages that we've got.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Okay. So Tom says, hi, guys. Just wondering, was that bird romance dedicated to Tanya?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, it was.
Oh, and also, I would like to say every song that is being played tonight, the artist actually mentions their own name in the song. I thought that was an interesting thing to mention about tonight.
They've got tickets on themselves.
They've got tickets, and so should everybody out there who needs a little bit more confidence.
Definitely.
Tickets are the way to building up a bit more confidence and going out and doing the things that you want to do.
Yeah, and if you know a song where the artist mentions their own name,
spit it out, MDK.
I know. SMS us on 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au and we'll try and get it on for you tonight.
Beautiful.
We had another message from an SMS in from Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to know, guys, where will you be tomorrow night? Oh, someone's keen to meet Tanya.
Yep. We have a contender.
Oh, well, hello. Well, Sonia, we would love to invite you along, but it is actually a private function tomorrow night.
Although, Sonia, I'd just like to say that if you were there, I would be happy to corral you into the direction of Tanya.
And
sorry.
Sonia, you'd have to get past myself, the gatekeeper. So it's a few little things that you have to get through.
Mm.
Johnny, have you got a message there?
I've got a message. Oh. Ooh, mind out of the gutter. Come on, JPW. Oh, I have a message from Zach, who lives in Northcote. So Zach says, there's a guy who is a friend of a friend of mine. Don't we all have that?
Mm-hmm.
And I really like him. And because of that, it's kind of hard to get to know him because we don't really hang out very often. He's really nice and I really want to ask him out for coffee or something just to get to know him better. But I'm a pretty shy guy. Should I just walk up to him and ask him to go out or what? Help. There is a help at the end with an exclamation mark.
Get out there.
Yeah, my advice is, you know, a lot of people who do get shy, I think the most important thing is to play out the situation in your mind and think to yourself, well, you know what? What's the worst possible thing that could happen from this situation? It's a bit of risk management. If you play out what the worst possible thing in your mind is, then it's usually not that bad. And in this case, the person might say no. And you know, you can deal with that. It's just a little bit of rejection or, as I like to say, a bug on the windscreen of life.
Yeah. You know what? You got to learn to accept rejection. Mm. Accept the possibility that we're going to be rejected and learn not to take it personally.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you're not alone as well. We've all been rejected.
Yeah, and being like,
John's been rejected on air, for starters, and that's embarrassing.
Completely. I got dumped on air.
Oh, God. Like, rejection's a part of life, and it's a learning process. So just go with it.
Yep, get into it.
You're not gonna learn, or you're not gonna leave if you just sit at home and just go, oh, I hope they ask me out.
I think it's definitely an important thing to be okay with, especially if you're going in and venturing into the dating world.
We had an SMS from Megan. Hi, Megan.
Oh yes, I love Megan.
Oh, I love her too.
we both went quiet.
Awkward moment. So she says, as for being shy, I tend to find a couple of beverages is helpful for loosening me up a bit. I tend to be very shy. Well, you know what, Megan? We're going to give you other ways.
Yeah, it's not the only way to get some courage. It's all in your mind. And I think courage takes, it's an amazing ability, and courage, you don't have to have a drink to kind of loosen yourself up socially. You can just do what I said before, which is just play out the situation and imagine what the worst possible thing is. And usually it's not such a bad thing, but if it is, then maybe it's not worth doing.
And this is the last SMS that we'll go into before I go into my hints and tips.
Oh, I love these.
It's from Peter.
Is it Pete?
No, I don't think so. It's Peter with a
A.
Peter.
As in P-E-T-A-R or P-E-T-A.
Let's not just, it's P-E-T-A.
Come on, you've got to help me here.
Okay. Peter says, there have been a couple of girls this year that I've developed little crushes on and chatted, flirted with, but I find it hard to really go for it and ask them out.
Mm.
What do you do to work up the courage to ask someone out? My advice? Be their friend. If you're their friend first, that like the best relationships are those that start with foundation of friendship. So go in there easy, be their friend. Maybe ask them out to dinner as a friend, go see a movie, go to a club, no pressure, and then see where it goes from there. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think warm yourself up to the idea of that person, and maybe drawing him out onto a date or calling it a date isn't the best way to start. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have all these ideas that you should ask someone out on a date and stuff like that. But sometimes it's cool just to say, let's hang out and then just see what happens.
Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure.
Why do we put all this pressure on ourselves?
Yeah, to label things, especially if you really don't know, you know, is there chemistry, is there not? You should just try it out before you try and label it.
Mm.
Enjoy it for what it is. Yeah.
Definitely.
Que sera.
Okay. So I want to give people out there some tips on how to overcome shyness.
Now, what about Tanya? Are we going to bring her back at
some point? Oh, Tanya. Oh, I forgot all about it.
This is a good point to bring her back in, do you think?
All right. Get her on.
Okay. Tanya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Totally forgot about you.
You're so rude,
MDK. Out of sight, out of mind. You need your butt in here, girl.
You're so rude.
It was an awkward moment because no one said goodbye, so I was like, should I just hang on the phone for a bit?
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
God.
That was kind of rude, actually.
Oh, no.
No manners at all,
sorry
MDK.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I like Michelle's advice, or I like both of your advice, which was the first piece was resign to the fact that you suck.
Now, look, I've been telling John for the last, I don't even know how long, that he sucks, and look at him. He's the one with the boyfriend,
exactly.
And I've got nothing. So
exactly.
It kind of pushed me into the corner and made me realise, oh, my God, I have to work at this?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be the bitch of reason. So
I think Michelle's advice was probably the best, which is pretend they're a friend, because that takes all the nervousness out of it if you just think of them as a mate, because then you'll think of stuff to say because you don't care.
It does. Labels are damaging.
Yep.
don't label them.
Oh, yeah, speaking of labels, I thought John said coral before, but he was actually saying corral.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't even know what that means anyway. So
I do know what it means, but it's more of a term for cattle than humans.
Calling you cattle.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's a great start.
I'm glad you were on Google checking that up on Wiki Dictionary while MDK had forgotten about you.
No, I had to do something.
I did actually look it up. I just, 1 minute John was saying coral, and then 2 minutes later it was corral, so that's how I worked it out.
Oh, okay.
So you gave yourself away, Johnny.
Nice one. So put that label maker away as well, people. Mm. No labelling, Tanya.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So overcoming shyness.
Okay.
Tip one, understand your shyness. So great, you understand that you're shy.
You understand that you suck. Yep.
No, you don't suck. Breathe.
Are you shy? Hagen, we want to hear you breathe, Tanya.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't.
Okay.
Just weird, John.
Acknowledge. It is a little. Okay, moving on.
So, well, at least you know that you've got an... It's not an issue. You can be shy in certain situations. So certain situations trigger your feelings. Know what they are so that when you go into those, you just need to know that you need to breathe and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is turn your self-consciousness into self-awareness. So recognize that the world is not looking at you. Because they're looking at me. No, I'm joking. They're not really. So besides, most people are too busy looking at themselves. They're not looking at you. So if you're self-conscious about something, just get over it. Because seriously, who really cares? You're making a big deal out of it in your mind. But, you know, it probably means nothing to anyone else.
Yeah. I think once I went to a bar and I was so worried about going up and talking to this really attractive girl, and then my friend went up and talked to her later, and we realised she was really quite drunk. So why was I so nervous about going and talking to her when she won't even remember it?
I know, like, come on, you've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
The next one's find your strengths. So we all have unique qualities and different ways of expressing ourselves, and it's important to know and fully accept the things we do well. So have you got anything that you do well?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I can talk about things I don't do well more.
Oh, God. No, you need to find the positives.
Okay.
Find something that you're good at and focus on it.
Well, you like sport.
Yeah, well, not a lot of...
Something that's going to help boost your ego.
not a lot of the girls I go out with like sport, but I suppose my strength might be humour, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're funny.
You are pretty funny,
yeah, you're
actually.
Funny.
I like that. Okay.
I was fishing for a compliment.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Next. I don't reckon Tanya's actually shy. You're faking it just to be on our show. I don't like fakers.
Now she's on the phone, she's got a lot more courage. It's just as soon as she comes into
the
studio.
The
only reason I'm not shy with you guys is because I'm not interested in either of you.
What?
That is so rude.
Are you kidding me?
You're going out on a date with MDK and you say that.
No, John, let's look at the facts here. You're a gay man and she's a straight woman. So what are my chances here, really? Zero. So I'm not nervous at all.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I respect that. You're a realist.
Yes, I'm a realist.
So that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is learn to like yourself. Do you like yourself?
A little bit. Oh,
well, you need to practice appreciating yourself and liking the unique expression that is you.
Okay, so that's the opposite of resigned to the fact that you suck.
You don't suck. Come on, we need to be more positive.
That was the first piece of advice.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to write a love letter to yourself.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Okay. I want you to do that and we can read it out next week.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Do you want it?
That is so rude.
Okay. It's a good thing you can't see my face going red on air. That'll be good.
Well, why don't you go on a self date? A date with yourself.
Oh, Michelle, that's lame.
No, it's not.
That is really
lame. It's good advice.
That is the height of narcissism.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm offended.
Why have you offended. Done it?
No.
Yeah, she did she
self-date all the time.
She did a couple of shows ago. She went and sat in the bookshop by herself.
And that was
with
you, John? Hang
no,
on.
No, that was you.
And that you was said you.
I don't make me drag out the tapes. I can do it. You know I can.
John, you've got no idea. So that was when you had to go and do the pickup lines.
Yeah, and that lady from the was asking me all those questions about the jazz festival. But
see, John went on a self-date. And on that note, we'll agree to disagree, shall we?
Okay.
You've all been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about overcoming shyness. And we've had a few SMSs in, so people, if you want to SMS, give Tanya some advice, or even myself, or even John.
You need the most help, I think, MDK.
Okay, sure, whatever. So you can SMS 0427-JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. So we've had a couple of SMSs in.
Mm-hmm.
First one from Frank. It says, Frank texting in, aloha. Talking about courage, I'm so shy. So that surprises me. Frank in his onesie. I'm so shy recently with this date. I felt so nervous putting a cake on my face to go on this date. It seemed like caking on the makeup.
Oh, or putting like a Black Forest cherry cake or something on his face.
I think he means the makeup.
I don't know.
Makes me feel like I'm 17 going on my first date. Had to chug a few glasses of Pinot.
Okay.
Thanks, Frankie, for texting in. And who else have we got? I'll let you read out this one.
The reason why I'm not the fail. It's a message from Pete, the wonderful Pete. Evening, MDK and JPW. Enjoying another great show from Radelaide. Tanya needs to stop looking for some and that special person will come along. You can tell when someone is on the hunt.
Oh,
Pete.
Tanya.
And speaking of which, Tanya.
Let's get her back.
Hello.
Tanya.
You should tell that texter that I've been not looking for about 5 years. So it's going really well.
Okay.
It's going great. She's finally come out under the rock and everyone's like giving advice. I love it.
Yep. Oh, it just cracks me up.
Oh, Tanya.
Look, I know Michelle's gone with the self-date, but I would actually try something a bit different. Like, I think my touch phone is probably my girlfriend. So
no.
I think I'd go out on a date with her.
No, you're banned from that one. you are banned for the next week from using that, because then you use that as escape and you just get on there and then you don't talk to real people.
Yeah, but she's so great. She comes to the movies with me and stuff, and she posts.
Well, that is a self-date. Do you realise that your phone is not a person?
Yeah, but she posts our statuses. They're really cool. So yeah. She's good fun, and she, you know, she doesn't. She never complains or anything, so it's great.
You're too set in your ways. So I'm going to keep going with my tips.
Before you do, MDK, I'd just like to point out that one of our international listeners has just inquired as to when all of the complete set of our podcasts will be put online. This is actually from George. So hello, George, and thank you for listening. The podcast will be coming up shortly in a couple of weeks as MDK looks at me angrily.
A couple of weeks? No, they should be up there now. They're slow to get up there, just like Tanya's dating life's quite slow. Awkward.
Mm.
So I'll just quickly go through the rest of my tips.
Well, I just want to read out, I've been sent a little note from George just asking for a little bit of advice.
Okay,
am
what's
I allowed
the
to
advice?
Do that? And Tanya, I want you to chime in if you think you can give us a hand here.
Okay.
So George writes, "Hey, I nearly managed to arrange a date with a guy, but when I tried to get him to commit to a time, he said that he couldn't and would message me on the day. I tried to force him to commit, but he couldn't, so I cancelled. Was I too pushy? What should I have done?"
I think it's too pushy. Sometimes you just need to plan, go with the flow, and plan things on the day.
So
if you've got a rough estimate in the afternoon or lunchtime, you know, I think that's fine. Why do you really need a firm commitment a few days out?
True.
Yeah, plans change.
I think the night before is reasonable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. John?
John, have you got any thoughts?
I'd want to seal the deal. I'd want to know that it's coming or not, because then I could take time, you know, to prepare myself for the date.
But you know it's coming. You just don't know exactly what time. So are we talking like between a 4 and a 4:30, or are we talking about, you know, a morning to an afternoon?
Clear the calendar for the week.
Yeah, like...
Well, as long as
I think it's okay to on the day, as long as, you know, like, the afternoon or around lunchtime.
Well, as long as they weren't asking us out like on a Tuesday evening between 11 and midnight AST.
I know, because they should be listening to The Single Life.
Absolutely.
Look, Pepper, I haven't even gotten through all my tips.
Well, come on. What's the word? Sharp's emotion.
It's time to finish.
No, get your act together. Just
no, it's
talk
time
quick.
To go.
Come
I've
on.
Got too many. You know what? We'll put them in practice tomorrow night.
Okay.
You, me.
Tanya. The coral and the funnel.
We'll be funneling them through.
You know, I've got the best tip for dating and for shy people, and that's just get on the internet, people. Because, yeah, on the internet, nobody knows you're a cat.
You know, oh, God, you and the cats. You know
the
what
catfish.
My thing is? Just what? Get out there. Accept rejection. Accept that it's a part of life. Relinquish your perfectionism and just get out there. And who cares? Just go for it.
I love it. Who cares?
Just get out there. Anyway, we are going to practice with you tomorrow night.
Okay.
And we want everyone to be listening in next Tuesday evening at 11 p.m.
Yep.
to see how Tanya goes.
Okay.
So you've all been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we've been talking about overcoming shyness. And I'm Michelle de Klerk.
And I'm John P. Wintle.
Thanks for joining us this week. We look forward to chatting next week.
Oh, hang on. What about Tanya?
Bye, Tanya.
I hope this is a local call. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.